It's 9:15. It's time for our weekly kickabout with Sally Friedman, talking about all things football with Sally, who is a football expert, senior sports communication manager, and a huge fan of the game. She joins me now to talk about wins for Arsenal and City to keep it very tight at the top. Morning, Sally. Big weekend.
Good morning. Yes, it's getting very exciting as we reach towards the end of the season. Still a couple of teams in the race, as you said. So, yeah, a good weekend of football. Lots of goals, too.
OK, so take us through what's going on in the Premier League then.
Sure. So on Saturday, Arsenal beat Bournemouth 3-0. Brentford drew 0-0 with Fulham. Newcastle United were away against Burnley and they won 4-1. Forest won away at Sheffield United 3-1. And the other big result on Saturday was after the Arsenal win, City said, anything we can do better. And they thumped Wolves 5-1 with their star Haaland scoring just 4 goals, taking his tally to 36 this season, which is quite incredible for one player. So, yeah, Arsenal and City got the wins on Saturday in the Premier League.
And on Sunday, your team is Brighton, right? How did they do against Villa?
Finally, I can talk about Brighton winning. It's been a while. and Villa are one of the top teams in the Premier League. So it was good to see us play well, as we haven't been playing well for a long time. We beat Villa 1-0, and that actually derailed their Champions League charge. They're still in fourth place in the table, but Villa really needed a win to secure that fourth spot. So we did Spurs a favour by beating Villa, but then Spurs played Liverpool later in the afternoon and didn't capitalise on our favour. Liverpool were rampant and beat Spurs 4-2. And the other result from yesterday was Chelsea, also another thrashing, beat West Ham 5-0. So lots of goals on Saturday and Sunday.
Take us through then essentially what the top of the table is looking like right now.
So Arsenal are sitting top on 83. They've played one more game than City, though, who are behind them on 82 points. Liverpool are in third place on 78 points. And Villa, as I mentioned, are still in that fourth spot, that Champions League spot, with 67 points. So still all to play for. Arsenal are sitting on top, but City have a game in hand. So let's see what happens over the next couple of weeks.
Arsenal also doing very well in the Women's Super League.
Yeah, exactly. They derailed Manchester City, who I think had won their last 14 matches. So they were looking to win their 15th match in a row, and that would have secured the title for them. But Arsenal paused that. They actually beat Man City 2-1, putting an end to their winning streak. And Chelsea played late last night. I didn't put this in my wrap, but Chelsea won 8-0. So they've actually moved up to second in the table now, and it's still to play for. So we don't know who's going to win the WSL. It's still an open between City and Chelsea as well.
Okay. Now, I do just want to throw over to a little bit of news for your book. We first started talking to each other about your book a little while ago that you had written about your life in the world of football. It's called Get Your Tits Out for the Lads, and it's been a bit of an overview of your experience working in this field. It's been shortlisted for the Sports Book Awards. So first of all, congratulations, Sally.
Thank you very much, Kat. Yes, it was announced. I'm humbled. I'm honoured. It feels great to have written a book about sort of problems within football in terms of sexism, misogyny, and for it to reach the shortlist of quite a prestigious award. It's sponsored by Charles Tirwhitt and in association with the Sunday Times. So yeah, there's a big award tonight at the Oval in June. I'm up against seven other authors in the football category. So no surprising that I'm the only woman. But you never know. You've got to be in it to win it. So fingers crossed, I'll find out in June.
All right, great. Well, we look forward to hearing about that, and we'll keep our eyes on that one. Do keep us posted. Just in the world of international football, can we jump over and talk about Suarez also getting a hat-trick? We've talked about a few hat-tricks over the last weekend.
Yeah, why not add an international twist there? I had a look and found that Inter Miami beat New York Red Bulls 6-2. Suarez got a hat-trick, stealing the headlines. But Messi, the other star player that we've all heard of that plays there, he was involved in every single goal. So he got 6 assists. That's a record. So, yeah, the Messi and Suarez show in the United States over the weekend.
goodness. All right, great. Sally, thanks so much for talking about the world of football for our Kickabout with Sally Friedman. If you want to hear this again, you can jump on to our website, worldradio.ch/kickabout. We'll catch you same time next week, Sally. Thanks.
Thank you, Kat.